This is Roja Scheib, and this is Toshi Treasure Hunters,
and happy Clue Day! So, one key ended, one key was solved, and we got another key dropped on the same day. It's magic, if you will. So, the room key is solved. If you have not been updated, it's been found. Doesn't mean you still can't find it, just like the other keys are out there. They're still open, except for the hunter key, which went back into the vault. You're still, as a clan or individual, are still capable of going to that art exhibit and figuring out where the clue is and solving for that particular key. The clan key has ended. There hasn't been a declared winner as of yet through the Satoshi Treasure site. We'll see how that goes. It's all about getting those valid blocks, if you will, just much like in the cryptocurrency space. And we had today, on the very same day, a new key has dropped. So, let's get into it. Okay. So, the new key is called the Cult Key. It was released today. The clue is exponential growth. Welcome to the hunt. You are not alone. Very Mr. Robot. A wallet containing 1 million USD worth of BTC has been split into 1,000 keys. Find any 400 of those 1,000 keys and the Satoshi treasure is yours. To bring more hunters in the fold, sign up to receive your unique invite link and QR code. You will receive it. Plus 10 SCC points for every person you invite and plus 3 SCC points for every additional person that they invite. Accumulate the highest number of invite SCC points per period by midnight GMT on the final day of each remaining month in 2019, and you alone will be granted a unique artifact key, delivered physically or by encrypted email. As the hunt grows, these SCC points will continue to yield value within the game, redeemable for access to unique privileges, interesting events, and desired objects. And then you have the code kind of broken down here, and it asks you to enter a cell phone number. So, again, it's another kind of marketing key, if you will, but this is a long-term one, so participation, you might not be quite capable of opting out on this one. It kind of be interesting to see. I do think you can still remain private by the fact that there's VOP numbers, burner numbers, things of that nature, so you don't have to disclose your information directly to the hunt in that regard. My only thing is, you know, what is their mechanism to prevent from somebody just getting a bunch of numbers and just boom, 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 signing up? Are they going to be, like, shocked that within the same day, the same person with a link has, like, 100 people signing up through this link? You know, spam, basically. What is their spam mechanism to prevent abuse? We'll see how this goes. I'm not exactly sure what the key solution here is. Is this something that's going to happen at the end of the month? I'll wear the 15th, so this is another long key. I hope there's another clue that drops pretty soon. But we'll see. We'll see how the community feels about this. Something is called Enroll, so maybe it's not exactly a key, if you will, even though it's being called a key. Yeah, because it's the cult key, but if you look here at the the URL right here, it's not K. It's not key 1, key 2, key 3, K11 like the other keys. For example, the room key. We'll go to the room key just to show. the room key has, you know, K11 attached to it with images, JPEG. So there's that. I'm sure the various clans just like the clan key or getting their members to sign up, trying to collect those points, see where this key takes us. I am hoping sometime either later this evening or perhaps by tomorrow, there will be an announcement of who won the clan key. And we can go from there as far as, you know, solutions to keys. Maybe by now or sometime later this week, someone has publicly disclosed the room key. But as of standing, it's the Earth key, the Abund key, the Business Card key, the first Arctor key, the first Art key, the Clan key because it hasn't been declared a winner, and now the Cult key are out there. So six keys are out there. One will probably knock down pretty soon, and we'll see. I understand why they need the marketing and stuff like that to get more people out there. It just, maybe there'll be another key drop tomorrow, which is traditionally Sunday-ish is when they normally have been dropping keys. Maybe there'll be another one, and we can get working on a different puzzle, if you will. So that's it. The cult key, sign up your phone number, sign up your friends, try to get people excited, bring them into the cult, if you will, of the Satoshi treasure hunt, and see if you can collect enough points that might be redeemable for something later on down the road, and also gain some unique insight into the hunt itself. So that's it for this episode. Again, happy Clue Day. Hiroshi Shive, this is Satoshi Treasure Hunters, and on with the hunt.